Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. What's this British teenager in Syria?
Shamima Begum is her name, 19 years of age, but she ran away from London, East London. She lived in Bethnal Green at the age of 15 to join Islamic State and become a jihadi bride. In fact, within a few weeks, she became a jihadi bride in Syria, gave birth to two previous children who both sadly died, but has now given birth, we're told by her family, to a third child, wants to return home, but has been told by the UK government, well, she hasn't personally, but the family have, that she cannot come back because she's a member of a terrorist organization. They want to wash their hands of it. Well, Donald Trump, who may not always sort of tap into the legality of things, but he said that absolutely UK and other European nations should take back their Islamic State terrorists, put them on trial, incarcerate them if necessary. You can't just wash your hands of somebody because you don't like what they did abroad. And frankly, it looks like it might be illegal. So the government's going to have to change its tune, I would think.
Well, if she doesn't have dual citizenship, it most probably is illegal. But, oh, God, fighting for the other side.
It's messy, though, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, fighting for the other side. And what's this airline? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, Fly BMI. There are so many airlines that have sort of popped up in the last 10 years, it's difficult to keep track of them. Although, frankly, rather a lot of them are going bust, so maybe there's no point in keeping track of them. But Fly BMI has just basically gone belly up. It connected the UK to 25 European cities. Fuel prices, carbon taxation, and Brexit uncertainty, they cite as the reasons. But instantly, of course, it means that thousands of people are in the wrong place all across the continent. There's no instant compensation, so most may have to pay someone else to take them home. But just in 6 months, we've seen six airlines go bust, and in the past 2 years, we've seen 11. Chalk off any of these, Monarch, Skyway,
well,
Air Berlin, etc., etc.
But see, Adam, you know, the fare suggests they've got to go broke. I mean, it's just absurd, isn't it? I mean, You get what you pay for, and you're paying for nothing, you get nothing. Good on you, Adam. See you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.